听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome, everyone, to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. For the next 3 days, we'll be talking about the summer movie season. Actually, the summer movie season is here, and guess what? Like always, there's something for everyone. There's action, animation, science fiction, comedy, and romance. So, as I said, for the next 3 days, we'll be looking at some of what we can expect to be rolling into our local theaters and which actors and actresses will be in those summer movies. Right now, let's look at two very helpful words you need to know for this lesson. The first is the word rain, as in no other sport is more popular than football. It rains in this town. The second is the noun revenge. Henry's trick really made Alice angry, so she is going to get revenge. Now, let's dig into this lesson titled Summer at the Movies. It starts on page 18, so please open your magazines and follow along as we read.
Summer at the Movies. Many films look to attract summer audiences. Everyone looks forward to summer. The pleasure of warm weather and time off from school or work. Movie fans also love summer as Hollywood rolls out its biggest films of the year. What's playing at the theaters this summer? Read on to find out. Sequels once again reign big this summer. Hugh Jackman stars in X-Men Origins, Wolverine. This action-packed prequel tells the story of Logan, the Wolverine character in the X-Men comic franchise. In the film, Logan seeks revenge against the man responsible for his girlfriend's death.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us today. We are going to go to the movies. Our article is called Summer at the Movies, and we are going to be looking at several new movies coming out this summer, since summer is such a big time for new movies. And our article says, many films look to attract summer audiences.
That means that they look to attract, they expect to attract summer audiences and large crowds. Our article says that everyone looks forward to summer. Everyone looks into the future when summer will be, and they look with anticipation and excitement. They're excited about summer coming because of a few things. They have the pleasure of warm weather and time off from school or work, if you're a student or if you're not a student. But actually, I look forward to summer because of summer movies. What do you, Chels?
I do too, and you know, we are not alone, Chip. A lot of people look forward to summer movies. As the next line of our text says, movie fans also love summer as Hollywood rolls out its biggest films of the year. Rolls out is our first more information word of the day, and if you use that phrasal verb, rolls out, you're talking about presenting something or making something available, maybe for the first time. You could say, the company rolled out its newest product. So this is a time when Hollywood, the Hollywood that makes films that go out all over the world, they roll out or they present their biggest films of the year.
Great. So let's find out what some of these big movies are that are going to be released this summer and playing at theaters. Well, it says sequels once again reign big this summer. Now, a sequel is a word that you might already know. A sequel is a movie that comes out after the original movie. So you have the original is maybe part one, and then you'll have part of the story that continues the story. We call that second movie a sequel.
And sequels are very popular. I know there are many sequels that I like. And our text says that they will reign big this summer. Now that verb reign is a word that sometimes we use when we're talking about a king or a queen. Reign often means to rule. And in this case, it kind of means that. It kind of means to be supreme. They will be the most popular. They will be supreme and reign over all the others. Kind of rule over all the others. So sequels will definitely be a hit this summer.
And Hugh Jackman stars in X-Men Origins, Wolverine. Now, that word origins is a word that you might not know. That's a word that means the beginning of something. So the origin of the X-Men, specifically the origin or the beginning of this character, one of the X-Men, named Wolverine. And Hugh Jackman is the actor that plays Wolverine. And this looks like a pretty action-packed movie.
It does. And you know, it's not a sequel, actually, Chip. It's actually a prequel, as our next line tells us. This is a prequel, and it tells the story of Logan, the Wolverine character in the X-Men comic franchise. Now, Chip just told you a minute ago what the word sequel means. Prequel is the opposite of a sequel. You see that prefix, pre, on the front of that word, and that means before. So a prequel is a movie that comes before the original one. So in this case, we're talking about Logan, and in the movie, he's going to be seeking revenge against the man responsible for his girlfriend's death. And as it says, this is all part of the comic book franchise. So Chip, when we're talking about that word franchise, what is it that we're talking about?
Well, we're not just talking about an organization, but we're also talking about everyone who has rights to use that name. So anyone who has license to present something as an X-Men comic strip or an X-Men movie or anything that has the name X-Men on it.
Okay, now have you actually seen any of these X-Men movies, Chip?
Well, I have, and actually I've seen, I guess, the original X-Men, and I really liked it. And Wolverine really is probably my favorite of the X-Men characters.
He must be a very popular character. If they're making a whole movie based on him, this prequel is going to be based solely on Wolverine. So it sounds like Hugh Jackman has really done a lot to make this character very popular.
Yeah, I think so. And Hugh Jackman is pretty likable already. So Logan seeks revenge in this movie. He seeks revenge against the man who killed his girlfriend or who is responsible for his girlfriend's death. Now, revenge is when you do harm to someone who has done harm to you, when you try to hurt someone who has already hurt you.
So somebody hurt Logan or Wolverine because they killed his girlfriend. He now wants to get back at them. He now wants to take revenge on the person that killed his girlfriend. Now, Chip, I think we would say that revenge is not necessarily a good thing, but unfortunately, a lot of times we see people taking revenge, and it happens all the time in movies. So this is one that you can see with some revenge in it. Right now, we're going to take a break, but we'll see you right back here in just a few minutes.
Welcome back, everyone, to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Before the break, we were introduced to an X-Men prequel. Hugh Jackman is back as the Wolverine, much to the delight of all you X-Men fans around the world. Our next movie is also a prequel. If you love science fiction, and maybe even if you don't, you might be entertained by this, the next Star Trek movie. Let's glance at the next two key words. The first word is serve, as in This car has served me well for the past 20 years. The second is the verb engage. The Disney company knows how to write stories that engage audiences. Okay, let's look at that Star Trek prequel, and then we'll introduce you to a sequel. This reading starts on the left-hand side of page 19. Please join us as we begin.
Summer at the Movies. Star Trek, the 11th film in the Star Trek franchise, tells the story of the early years of the crew of the USS Enterprise. It explains how they formed the friendships that served them so well in their space adventures. Early clips of the film suggest an action-packed story that will engage a wide audience. Ben Stiller returns in the comedy Night at the Museum 2, Battle of the Smithsonian. The film features such historical figures as Amelia Earhart, Einstein, and Napoleon.
Welcome back. We're talking about the summer movies and the biggest summer movies that Hollywood is rolling out. And you might like a certain kind of movie called a science fiction movie. And those are usually movies that talk about the future, and maybe they talk about and show a story about space adventures or space exploration. And there's a very famous story that is, it's very old actually, it's a show that's been on for several years, and it's a science fiction movie this year. What is it, Chels?
Well, that would be Star Trek. As Chip said, this is a show that started many years ago on television. There are fans who have followed this show for years and years and years, and our text tells us that this is the 11th film in the Star Trek franchise. Now, Chip, 11 films, that's a lot. It seems maybe like almost it would be too many, but they keep making these movies and they keep on being successful.
Yeah, that is a lot of sequels. That's 11, or I guess 10 sequels from the original Star Trek movie. So apparently it's a pretty successful franchise.
They always have plenty of fans to follow these movies. In fact, sometimes we call the fans who like Star Trek, we call them Trekkies. So there are people who really enjoy following these films. But this particular movie tells the story of the early years of the crew of the USS Enterprise. Now, Chip, what exactly is the USS Enterprise?
Well, the USS Enterprise is the famous Star Trek ship, or the spacecraft that flies around and explores space in the Star Trek TV shows and movies. Now, because this movie is looking at the early years of the crew, that's the people who manage the ship, it sounds like this might be a prequel. Doesn't that sound like it might be a prequel?
I think so, Chip. It sounds like the information that you're going to see in this movie precedes or comes before information that you've learned in other movies. You're going to be learning about the early crew of the USS Enterprise, and it explains how they formed the friendships that served them so well in their space adventures. Now, we see a word here that is used in a little bit different of a context than we're used to. That's the word served, or to serve. And Chip, when we're talking about it in this context, how are we using that word?
Well, usually when you're talking about serving someone, you're talking about helping someone. So here, the friendships served the crew well, which means that they were helped by these friendships, and also with a little bit of the meaning that it met the requirements of the crew. So, for example, if I have a car that has served me well for 5 years, it has helped me for 5 years, and it has also met my requirements. It has helped me do what I need to do for the last 5 years.
And we learn next that early clips of the film suggest an action-packed story that will engage a wide audience. And that word engage there is used as a verb, and it's talking about to take hold of or to win something over or to attract. If I engage your attention, I am kind of attracting you and holding your attention, maybe because what I'm saying is interesting. So this action-packed movie is supposed to engage a wide audience or attract a wide audience. And I know Chip and I saw a movie trailer or a movie preview for this movie, and I agree, it looks pretty action-packed.
It does. And movie trailers have a way of making the whole movie look like it is loaded, packed with adventure and action. And so it does look like a movie that might engage you as a viewer.
And I've never really watched Star Trek, but I did recognize some of the characters just from seeing clips here and there of the early television show. I was able to recognize some. Well, let's get on to our next movie. We move on, and it says that Ben Stiller returns in the comedy Night at the Museum 2, Battle of the Smithsonian. Now, I have to stop here because I really like Ben Stiller. He's a famous actor from America, and he's in a lot of funny movies. And I saw the first Night at the Museum and enjoyed it. And I think this one sounds like it'll be good, too.
Well, I like Ben Stiller also. And I have not actually seen the whole movie, the first Night at the Museum movie. But it sounds like it was pretty popular if they made a sequel based on a similar story. However, this one takes place in the Smithsonian, which is a very famous museum, possibly the most famous museum in America.
And the film features historical figures such as Amelia Earhart, Einstein, and Napoleon. And that word features is a verb, and we're talking about giving special attention to or displaying. So it gives special attention to these three famous historical figures. Amelia Earhart was a very famous female pilot from America. Napoleon was a French military and political leader. And Einstein was a very famous physicist. So you can see them in this movie, so you might want to check it out. Right now, we are going to go watch the movie trailer for Star Trek, and we'll be back with more tomorrow, looking at more movies. Thanks for joining us.
What is your name?
My name is James Tiberius Kirk.
You've always had a hard time finding your place in this world, haven't you? Never knowing your true worth. You can settle for a less than ordinary life. Or do you feel like you were meant for something better? Something special?
You will always be a child of two worlds, and fully capable of deciding your own destiny. The question you face is, which path will you choose?
Are you afraid or aren't you?
I will not allow you to lecture me.
Then why do you stop me?
Prepare to fire all weapons.
I like this ship.
It's exciting.
Space is disease and danger wrapped in darkness and silence.
Buckle up.
The wait is over.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ken, and we'd like to welcome Linda to the chat room today. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's really nice to be here with you all. So, Ken, what should we chat about today?
Well, it says here that the Star Trek movie is about the crew of the USS Enterprise. I was wondering why they say crew and not staff.
Oh, you know, excellent question. Actually, crew and staff are very close in meaning. But usually when we talk about crew, we think of a team of workers that are working for a common job or a common goal in an organization. It's very commonly used on a boat or an airplane. And staff is broader in meaning. So everyone who works at an organization is staff. It's more general.
Okay, got it. Crew 跟 staff 我们可以来做一个区分，两者都是指工作人员，但是 crew 呢通常是一个团队， crew 所做的工作也都很类似，所以在飞机上的全体机组人员或者船上的全体的船员都叫做 crew， 而 staff 是笼统的指全体的工作人员。 And what about clip? The article mentions early clips of the film. I thought clip meant to cut something.
Well, it does. You can clip or snip an article out of a newspaper. But here, it's a noun. It means they took a movie and cut a short piece out of it.
Clip 当动词是剪短、修剪的意思。那课文中是当名词用 clips of the film， 剪下来一段一段的电影胶卷，指的就是电影片段。
Okay, time for language tips. Here's Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 roll out 这个动词片语。Roll 是指滚动的，但是 roll out 是指推出。例如 The government rolled out several policies to stimulate the growth of the economy. 政府推出了几项的政策来刺激经济的成长。或者是 The company will roll out new user-friendly graphic software. 这家公司会推出相当容易操作的绘图软体。接下来我们看的是 rain 这个动词，注意 EI 在这里发 A 的音念成 rain， 跟下雨的 rain 的发音是一样的。 rain 是指盛行、支配或者是大大的流行，例如 Japanese cars rain in the US market because they're more eco-friendly， 日产车在美国市场大大风行，因为他们比较环保。或者是 silence reigned between them after the quarrel， 争吵之后他们中间只有一片寂静。最后我们看的是 engage 这个动词， en 这个字首是指使如何如何，所以 engage 是指吸引或从事。例如 After intensive news coverage, the trial engaged the whole nation. 经过新闻密集的报道之后，这场审判吸引住整个全国人民的注意。或者是 Nothing seems to engage David for very long. 没有一件事物可以长久吸引 David 的注意。And don't go away yet. Stay tuned for more.
Summer at the movies. Many films look to attract summer audiences. Everyone looks forward to summer. The pleasure of warm weather and time off from school or work.Movie fans also love summer as Hollywood rolls out its biggest films of the year. What's playing at the theaters this summer? Read on to find out! Sequels once again reign big this summer. Hugh Jackman stars in X-Men Origins, Wolverine. This action-packed prequel tells the story of Logan, the Wolverine character in the X-Men comic franchise.In the film, Logan seeks revenge against the man responsible for his girlfriend's death. Star Trek, the 11th film in the Star Trek franchise, tells the story of the early years of the crew of the USS Enterprise. It explains how they formed the friendships that served them so well in their space adventures. Early clips of the film suggest an action-packed story that will engage a wide audience.Ben Stiller returns in the comedy Night at the Museum 2, Battle of the Smithsonian. The film features such historical figures as Amelia Earhart, Einstein, and Napoleon.
From action to science fiction, all three films mentioned in today's lesson...will most certainly include incredible special effects. Just something else to keep audiences excited during the summer movie season. Friends, which kinds of movies do you enjoy the most? If you answered animated films, then tomorrow is your lucky day. Because that's when we focus on animated films, a favorite.Of both children and adults alike. Right now, it's time for me to go. So for all of us here at Studio Classroom, worldwide, we hope you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye, friends.